Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In my mind. All right, welcome back here as we continue on in Charlotte at the ACC kickoff here, which has just been a blast. Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Chicken wings, all the games you want, great food, and we appreciate them being with us for this. Hey, this is special. Derek King, quarterback of the Miami Hurricanes, joins us now. Derek, thanks for being with us, man. It's great to have you and see you walking around feeling good.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
100% close?
Close to it, yes.
Good.
Sir. Close to it.
Good. Hey, there's so much to talk about, starting with your football team. And what was spring football like for you, watching, and what'd you get out of it, and watching these young guys develop the quarterback stuff, but still being able to be out there and watch your guys?
Yeah, I think it was good, believe it or not. Especially, like, for me, just sit back and watch practice, right? Watch practice, watch tape. I've seen a lot of guys develop and have really good springs, and that was encouraging to see. Guys that we need to step up for us this year. So, for me, I just tried to, you know, rehabbing every single day, trying to get back, and just taking what I can from, you know, not practicing and sitting back and watching. So, I think that was good.
We were just talking with Bubba and Mike about this a little bit. As far as you guys, you made a decision quickly. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. We're going to do it again. It seemed like a lot of guys. Do you feel like a lot of guys, did you spread the word you were coming back? Because a lot of guys seemed to follow your decision, go, we got more work to do.
Yeah, I thought it was important for me to, you know, make a decision quickly, right? I mean, I thought it through, talked to my, you know, my family, talked to people that was close to me. But when I decided to come back, I wanted to put it out there, you know, just to let guys know that I'm coming back. You know, I didn't want to 100% encourage their, you know, decision to come back and go pro, because I want what's ever best for the guys. But I think me putting it out there, a lot of guys decided, you know, to come back, and because we have way more work to do. Last year was a good season, but it wasn't the standard. So that's what we tried to come back and get better.
Want to ask you about your receivers. Mike, of course, had a breakout year and had a lot of big catches. How do you feel about the group overall and with all these young guys? I think there's 13, 14 guys on scholarship.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we have a really good receiving core this year. A lot of young guys that we had last year didn't play a lot. And like I said, those guys developed in spring ball, right? So we have Mike coming back. You know, Rambo coming in was a big addition. Xavier Shepro, D. Wiggs, Mark Pope, all those guys are back, right? And all those guys had a really good spring. And I think it's time for, you know, us to have a really good year with those guys.
You seem like this Lashley offense absolutely perfect for you. Yeah. And what impressed me, not the plays where guys just beat guys, the confusion of guys breaking wide open where it was a broken coverage because he saw something. How good a coach is Coach Lashley for your style of game?
He's a really good coach, one of the best coaches I've ever been around. I think he's a good coach because he's so good in-game, right? So he can make in-game adjustments. If he sees someone on the sideline or Coach Brewer or anybody in the box see anything, they make really good adjustments and they make it easier on us. Their goal every single game is to have at least 2 plays that's called and guys are wide open, right? So they watch tape all week. And I think he's a really, really good coach. I'm happy to play for him.
I think a couple of things went under the radar with their offense last year. One, in 11 games, 12 games, turned it over only 9 times. Yep. The offense protected the ball pretty well. They only had 9 turnovers. The other thing is you finished the season, the last seven games, I think it was 14 touchdown drives of 80 yards or more.
Wow.
That's hard to do. Is that an indication that you were – that the offense was coming together, and is that an indication of where you can go with this offense this year?
100%. You know, I think we pride ourselves in taking care of the ball, first of all. That's one of my biggest goals, is don't turn into football. I don't want to be that guy that ever, you know, comes to the sideline through two or three picks. But, yeah, like you said, we had 14 drives of 80 yards or more. And we'd have an offseason, we'd have any of that. And this year we should, you know, take off. Everybody's coming back. Everybody's on the same page. And being the second year in the system, it should be better.
Derek, is your game changed at all? A big part of it was running. Yep. Is your thought process come back? I'm not changing or more maybe looking down the field more or just has your game changed a little bit this year coming back?
I think I'm definitely pass first. I want to be a pass first quarterback, and when play breaks down, take off and run. My game won't change just because my knee feels pretty good. So my game won't change. I'm still going to be the same guy. Obviously, I would like to get the ball downfield to my playmakers and right. this and that. But if I had to take off and, you know, some quarterback runs, I'll do it.
I always wonder, the young guys been throwing with you too? Have the new class of guys in there, so they got a pretty good idea?
Yeah, absolutely. All those new receivers, new tight ends, you know, new quarterbacks, we all throw together every single day. So
let's talk about another guy. I love him, Will Mallory, on how he had a play called back. It was like, it looked like a friggin' NFL play. The long run that he had called back for a penalty, whatever it was.
I think the game was Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville was ridiculous. How good can he be?
I think Will Mallory is probably the best tight end in the country. And I see this guy every single day, right, for 2 years now. I'm going on 2 years, and he works extremely hard. And I think that's his biggest thing. And he's a really hard worker. He doesn't take days off. He could be hurting, and he'll play through it. He's a really tough guy. And I think this year the nation will know that he's one of the best tight ends we have.
You know, everybody's already talking about this Alabama game and all their five-star, and they just got more and loading up and stuff. And I just look at the experience of this UM team, starting with you, but even Bubba and Mike, these guys been in big programs. They've been playing in big programs since they're 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
There should be no intimidation to go in, and these guys feel like you got a chance to beat them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said, a lot of us are experienced. We play a lot of football in our days, a lot of football. So we're gonna take it game by game. We're not intimidated by anything. We're going to go out there, you know, put our best foot forward and see what happens.
These young quarterbacks in spring, it was fun to watch. I went to the spring football game, and it was what were your thoughts on the two guys going back and forth? And their development, and you're sitting back there kind of watching. What was that like?
Two really, really good quarterbacks. I think Miami is set for the future at quarterback. You know, Tyler Van Dyke and Jake Garcia, Peyton Toke, all those guys are really good. And it was exciting to watch those guys in the spring, you know, make plays, get better day by day, especially with a young guy, right? So you try to get better every single practice, and I think those guys did that really well.
All right, let's get in the other thing, man. Nobody kicked off the NIL like you did from day one, including your partnership with Florida State quarterback Mackenzie Milton. Talk about – so how much were you prepared that this day was coming and you were making sure that you were already at full speed at the blocks?
Yeah, I think I was pretty prepared. You know, I'm just thinking about it all year. Like me and Mackenzie co-founded a company called Dreamfield, which allows athletes like ourselves to get on platform and get in front of businesses to capitalize on name, image, likeness. So I think we were prepared. I had a really good team behind me, so it's not just me doing all this stuff, but I wanted to be prepared. I wanted to, you know, have opportunities for my teammates and have opportunities for everybody else to make money off their name as well. So that's what I tried to do.
Yeah, so how far in advance? You knew July 1st was the date, and so you had some time and said, if we're going to do this, I'm going to get what I can. I've had people come up to me and go, is this going to interfere with their college and getting ready for the games? What do you say to those people?
I don't think that would happen at all, right? I think if the guy's distracted, he's distracted with NIL or without NIL, right? So guys like, you know, guys like myself and my teammates, we know football is the main objective. We're here to play football. We're here to win games. Here to work hard. And I don't deal with any day-to-day things, right? So my focus is on getting my knee back right and playing football. So I say the people to say that, I think whether there's NIL or not, the guy that's distracted will be distracted regardless.
You know what I find interesting about Derek, just watching him, and I said this to somebody else about an hour ago, he absorbs information. He's a great listener. Yeah. You just see when you're asking the questions, have you always just been able to comprehend a lot of information? And then how does that help you in terms of getting a game plan together or when you receive the game plan?
I think it helps me a lot. You know, growing up, I grew up with coaches' kids. So my dad was a coach my whole life, and he just always told me, you know, you shouldn't make the same mistake twice, right? If I coach you on this, you shouldn't go out there and do the same exact thing. So I pride myself in, you know, we could be watching film with Coach Lashley, and he told me I did something wrong. You know, the next time I go and run the same exact play, I try to do it right. And I think that prepares me for the game. You know, just like I said, Coach Lashley is really good at making in-game adjustments. So whatever he tells me, I try to, you know, acclimate it to my game.
He calls a good game, doesn't he? I mean, even in the Oklahoma State game, yep, there are a couple of plays that should have popped for touchdowns, but he calls a good game, doesn't he?
He calls a really good game. He's really smart, well-prepared, so it's good.
You seem like you almost know what's coming from him.
Yeah.
And some of the games where you guys kind of put him away late, like guy going to be open down the middle. And do you feel that way the more you're around him? Like, yeah, I know what's coming.
100%. You know, I think quarterback and offensive coordinator has to have like a pretty good relationship. So I think in different, you know, different, like it'd be third and short. I think I know what he's thinking, which helps me. And like I said, I come to the sideline, we have a really good conversation. It's no, you know, no yelling, none of that. We just have a really good conversation. And he tells me when he's seen, I tell him what I see, and we kind of go back and forth like that.
Derek, what do you think you have to do between now, we're in the middle of July,
yep,
and 2 weeks before Alabama to say I'm ready to go? What has to happen between now and then?
I'm ready to go right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, I got to keep rehabbing, take it day by day. I can't try to rush the process, and I got to listen to my body. So if I feel off one day, I have to, you know, be honest and tell my physical therapist, tell my coach that I feel off. It's no point in me going out there and, you know, hurting myself before the season. So I just got to be honest with my coach. And it's really hard for me. I never want to miss a day, miss a rep. I want to do all the workouts and all that. So that's my biggest deal right now.
Let's talk about the guys that never get talked about that quarterback loves, your offensive line. How do you feel about that group of guys? Boy, a lot of experience there.
Yeah, I feel really good about those guys. You know, spring ball was big for us. And I think we have 10 or 11 guys that all can start. We have a bunch
that
of,
many?
Yes, we have a bunch of experience. I think we're 1-2 deep, which is, it's pretty good. You know, you never know how offensive linemen work. There might be a game where a guy might be banged up and a guy has to step in. So I think we have a lot of depth and a lot of leadership in the position. I think offensive line is probably one of the deepest units on our team right now.
It's gonna be a really interesting one. So you guys throwing every day now? Are you guys you call them up, they show up, and you throw? Hey guys,
yeah,
come on, let's do it.
Yeah. So after we all offense all work out together. So after workouts, you know, we might go out there and throw. And one day I might say, okay, we're gonna run nothing but slants and fades.
Wow.
And we work on slants and fades for an hour. You know, next day we might do a whole route tree. The next day we might do 7-on-7. But we try to get something done every single day. Especially this close to camp, you know, we want to be on our best when camp starts. We don't want to, you know, wait till a week in camp to start feeling good. Day one, we want to be, you know, at our best.
Without throwing anybody under the bus, besides your veteran receivers you had last year, yep, give me a young guy for Canes fans to maybe watch that you think he's about ready to explode and get in the rotation.
Yeah, I'll give you two guys.
Okay.
Keyshawn Smith and Xavier Reshepro. Those guys have had a really good spring, and I'm looking forward to it.
They did?
Yeah.
They look good in the spring. I mean, yeah.
Who was that walk-on that kept making all those plays? Dante Johnson? Where
Dante
the hell
Johnson,
did he come
yeah,
from?
DJ is a really good player. We call him Bean. We call him Bean. But, yeah, Dante Johnson had a really good spring as well, for sure.
What's it like being up here, man, and you being talked about with one of the top quarterbacks? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I think it's a testament to my teammates. I'm nothing without those guys. You know, Mike catching the ball, making me look good, and offensive line blocking their tail off. So it's a pretty good feeling. I'm just excited to be up here representing my team.
Have you peeked at Alabama? I have their depth chart right here.
Of course.
Have you peeked at
them? Of course. I went back and, you know, I watched a lot of teams that we're going to play this year. Looked at Alabama more than the other teams because it's our first game. I you don't want to jump into it too quick, right? You want to get overwhelmed with it. You want to watch a couple games and, you know, see what they do. So that's what I've been doing.
You ever look back at your decision to come to Miami and leave Texas? What were your thoughts?
Man, it was a crazy decision, right? When I decided to enter the portal, I kind of came to Miami within 3 days.
Right.
Good. I'm super excited, you know, that it happened. I think everything happens for a reason, and I think God led me the right way, and I'm excited to be here, excited to be a King.
Derek, thank you, man. It's been great. I may have to bug you during the regular season. I know you're busy, but I really appreciate you coming on, man.
Yes, sir.
You and your teammates been great. Really appreciate it. Good luck, and stay healthy,
yes,
man.
Thank you so much.
Very much.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.